Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And you know who's big on education issues? Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman. And great to have her on the phone with us this morning. Senator, how are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Now all we need to do, we need to regain control of our local school boards, and then we need to give parents a choice so they can move their children if their school district is underperforming.
Well, and I don't want to wait until we get back our school boards. It seems like what happens is we get work really hard, we get a great, strong conservative elected to the school board, and then often or not, they're the only one there, and then they send them off to indoctrination camp, right? The NEA or MSTA or one of these other organizations, and they come back saying, oh, we need more money, and, you know, we're not blah, 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 you can't have choice. And it's like, wait, this isn't the same person that you were 60 days ago. What happened? So, yeah, we've got to fix it at the state level, and we've got to get good people elected, and we got to get more than just one on each school board because they need backup votes. We need to work on getting them a majority.
Oh, I know. So where does that legislation stand, to your knowledge, in terms of the school choice? I know there are several versions of it, right?
Yeah, there's several provisions that have been moving around. There's a pretty modest school choice bill that's come out of the House before spring break. My guess is Andrew Koenig, who should be called the negotiator of the Senate. The man is absolutely the best negotiator in the chamber. He's going to be the one who's going to work on negotiating that. My guess is it comes out of the state Senate stronger than what the House sent over for us. And then, you know, the House will do what the Senate makes them do because we have the ability to shut everything down for a priority of ours, even if they hem and haw about it. So I think we're going to get a stronger education reform bill out of the Senate than the House sent us. And then the House is ultimately going to take up and pass what we send back to them.
So a little bit of grief given to you guys for leaving a couple days before spring break actually started, but you're back in session today. I know you didn't vote for that, but you're back.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I voted to stay and keep working, and I was in Jeff City at my desk Thursday before the scheduled recess. But we're back today, and we're back with a vengeance. So I'm ready to see us pass some good conservative stuff this week.
Yeah, I hope. What are your hopes for that? Prognosticate for me a little bit. What are you hoping gets done? And how quickly, Mary Elizabeth, I think is the question, because now after spring break, we have, what, a month and a half left?
That's
a little
right.
Over?
About 7 weeks left, yeah. Not that I'm counting. And listen, nothing happens quickly in the Senate. I think if you're looking for something to be done quickly, then you're looking to the wrong body.
Okay.
It's a deliberative body. We work slowly. Missouri has one of the strongest Senates in the country, meaning any senator can stop anything. And so, you know, Mike Moon has the votes from the Republicans to be able to protect kids from some of these horrific abuses. We've got kids who are really suffering. They have some sort of disconnect between the way that they are made and the way that they feel, and that's a tragic situation. And we've got people who have, frankly, really hurt them further by allowing them to take steps that are irrevocable. And so Mike Moon, Senator Moon, has got a great bill called SAFE. I'm forgetting now what the acronym is for, but it's basically protecting our kids from harmful medical procedures if they're dealing with some gender dysphoria. It's pretty common sense. Kids can't consent to getting a tan in the state of Missouri. They shouldn't be able to consent to these life-changing hormones or surgeries or off-brand pharmaceutical uses. But the problem is just having the support of the supermajority, 24 Republicans, isn't enough to get it done. We've got 10 Democrats in the chamber, 9 right now because Senator Roberts is he's in the military and he's deployed right now, doing some kind of a training. He'll be back before the end of session, but he isn't there today. And so you've got to find a path for the Democrats to sit down, or you have to use a procedural motion called moving the previous question. I don't think using a moving the previous question on Senator Moon's bill, a Senate bill in March, makes much sense. If we're committed to doing this, it's going to happen. But I don't think we should do the PQ in March. I just think it doesn't make sense, and it doesn't make sense on a Senate bill. If we decide that's what we're going to do, I care too much about this issue to limit us to which bill. I think each bill is kind of like a vehicle, right? So it's like, what way can we get the language to the governor's desk? And I think, you know, we have to look at other bills to do that, probably ones that have come over from the House. Put the language on a House bill, send it back over, and let's get it signed by the governor. Yeah. So it's going to take a while. It's going to take some work. The supermajority is committed to protecting kids. We've shown that over and over again. And there's a rally at the Capitol at 2 o'clock. If your listeners have time and want to drive to Jeff City, get on the road by noon. It takes about 2 hours to get there. It should be a great rally. But listen, I think we're going to get this done this year. How we get it done, I don't know. But we're going to get it done.
Yeah, well, states all around us are doing it who don't have as strong a majorities as we do. There's just no reason that we shouldn't get it accomplished. I'm with you now. I know the PQ has been used before. It somebody described it once as the nuclear option. If you do it early, does it risk the possibility of the minority in this particular case, the Democrats, clogging up the system for the rest of the session?
It doesn't risk that. It guarantees it.
It guarantees
it.
What will
happen? Yeah. So if we make a motion to move the previous question at this point, we will have a hard time meeting our constitutional obligation to pass the budget every year. There are things in the budget that conservatives like me can't vote for. And so the budget, the appropriations chair looks to Democrats to pick up votes to be able to get things done. That won't happen. And even then, they're not going to move quickly. They're going to filibuster the journal. They're going to filibuster everything. So I think sometimes people get caught up in the weeds a little bit about why isn't this happening quickly. Well, we don't really want the government to be able to write laws quickly, first of all, right? Like, let's just all agree to that. We want really a slow process. We want to make sure we're really going to have it happen. And I don't think we want to weaken the Senate by in some of the procedural ways that neighboring states have done. We want strong senators, because it's not that long ago that conservatives were in the super minority, and we had to stop a lot of really bad stuff. Well, heck, we still have to work on stopping a lot of really bad stuff, even in the super majority. So I think we're going to see that done. I think you're going to see a filibuster today. We'll go back to the bill. The Democrats are going to filibuster it, and we're going to see how long their lugs and legs can last. But the problem is they have 9 senators. You have to have 18 people to continue to vote yes that you want to have keep going. And so that means it takes the commitment of the entire supermajority to stay and break their filibuster. Well, all but 2 of them get to go home and sleep. You know, they get to have shifts. So it's not going to happen quickly. It's going to take a while. And I think we probably will find something passed on Wednesday or Thursday. But we're not going to pass something that's not strong enough to actually protect kids. And they're not going to sit down. So we're just going to have to grind it out. And it's going to take a while.
Glad to hear it. Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman, appreciate your time. District 22. And we will check in again with you in about a week and see where things are going.
Okay, sounds good. Have a great week, everybody.
You
and
bet.
Say a little prayer for me at like 2 a.m. because I'm a freshman, so my shift is going to be late into the night.
Well, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye. All right, we'll see you later. We appreciate that. Good to get her on here. Good to get an update. I'm glad to hear it. Again, that rally is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon in the Capitol Rotunda. You still got plenty of time to get down there if you're off today, and they're going to rally for the kids to try to get a law in place where you can't make decisions at age 13 that are going to affect you for the rest of your life if you change your mind. You can't change your mind after that. You can't go backwards.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.